Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to the first episode of Killing Comparisons podcast with, of course, Denise Armstrong, aka the Wealth Magnet. Listen, Killing Comparisons has been on my heart for a very long time, and it's time for us to talk about it. So, of course, it's time to do a recap because we recently had a phenomenal event called Killing Comparisons, and we worked it out. And, of course, I had my amazing, phenomenal friend turn, sister turn, like everything. And I want you guys to know that this lady is really special. It's so important to have good people and special people in your corner. So, of course, I had to bring you on the first episode because it was the first. What they said, the first. Listen, y'all see, I got my paper, so this is going to get you wrong again now. So, without further ado, you guys, I want you guys to meet. I know some of you already know, but Miss Chastity Chanel.
Hello, 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 everyone. And first and foremost, thanks for having me. Thank you for having me. Thank you for the concept. Thank you for the vision. You know, when Denise reached out to me, it was hands down, without a shadow of a doubt, a great idea. So how we connected was as an entrepreneur, I'm the owner of a award-winning plus-size boutique located right here in Jacksonville. I am also a professional and motivational speaker, and so dealing with women in entrepreneurship, business ownership, you encounter a lot of different personalities, you meet a lot of different people, and you try to figure out ways to connect them and bridge the gaps. But in the world of entrepreneurship, and unfortunately amongst women, we're constantly finding ourselves in a position where we're being compared. So when you brought this to me, it was a no-brainer, hands down. I welcomed it. I love the concept. I love the vision. And I was thrilled to be a part of it.
When I was thinking about this whole thing, like, you instantly came to mind anyway. Because, like I say, when you have your circle, when you run in different circles, we have different type of conversations.
Yes.
So it was like we were kind of already talking about how comparisons is amongst women all the time, entrepreneurs, people in the same different space. Mm-hmm. And we're always like, why does it have to be like that? Like, why can't I be great and she be great? You know, why can't we both make money and we both, you know, shine really bright? So it was like, I knew automatically when I was thinking about when we had the event, I was like, I know exactly who I need. I know exactly who I need. Not only that, I know your heart and I know how genuine.
Absolutely. You know, when you have good energy, good chemistry, the spirits connect.
Yeah.
And it's not forced. You know, you don't have to pretend to be someone that you're not, because number one is brought together through God. Let's just be real, because of all the women in Jacksonville, of all the business owners in Jacksonville, we connected. And it was instant. And the thing that I loved about your vision, it was not just an event to talk about comparison, but it was an event to bring togetherness amongst women business owners. Not only did we bring women together, but we formulated opportunities to network, bridge gaps, and build new relationships. And that's so vital in what we do every day.
It really is. Because it's like connecting the olive branch, you know? Yes. And I felt like that event was like the olive branch, so women can at least start to see, like, pull those guards down. It's like, wait a minute, you know what I mean? Like, first of all, admit that it's an issue in our community. That's important. You know, because when you think about killer comparisons, first of all, when you think of it, you're like, wait a minute, killer comparisons, hold up. You know, all automatically it's like a little catcher right there.
Yes.
And so I felt like it was like a push into letting the women's guards down.
Absolutely.
And it was just the women that we had, even just our connection alone, just to see, it's like, wait a minute, she's great, and they're on the same stage, and they're supporting each other. And it's like, yes, yeah, and yes, we are, because that's what you're supposed to do.
It can happen.
And it only can happen by leading by example.
That's it.
That's
really and truly it. So you have women that are successful in their own lane. But when you're growing and you're opening up to other women entrepreneurs, you actually get to expand your growth. And I've always been taught early in my business, you know, expand your network to increase your network. And it was just something that I would hear, and I was like, oh, that sounds good, that sounds catchy. But when you really think about it, when you expand your network of women, not just women, but individuals who are like-minded,
right,
who are driven, who are innovative, and they're go-getters by their own right, you can't do anything but grow. You know, I don't want to be the smartest person in the room. I want to be in the room when someone is smarter than me because I want to learn from them. And I think it's important when you think about killing comparisons, you're not only bringing down that wall, but you're learning how to take your growth and expansion to a whole new level.
Right. Exactly. I love it. So let's get into some questions, you guys. Let's get into some questions. So question number one.
Okay.
Chastity. Okay. Okay. So the first one is, can you share a personal experience where comparison negatively impacted your life or your career?
Ooh. Listen. So women love to, we all love to shop. We love to shop. And so my passion for fashion actually was the birth of the Maven Factor. So I started the Maven Factor as a plus size boutique because, again, here in Jacksonville, we were just limited with resources. We were limited as to where we can shop comfortably, affordably, and still look, you know, sexy in our own way. And so when you think of boutiques, you think of an industry that is really saturated. And, you know, you find a lot of women in some cases, we may carry the same items. And so for me, it was like, how do I separate myself, but at the same time, leave myself open to build those relationships? And so I found myself being compared to other boutique owners. And what I did when I noticed it was something negative, I purposely went above and beyond my way to extend that olive branch and build that rapport with them and share what I knew about the industry to help them. If they didn't have the information, I'm not a gatekeeper.
Yeah.
It's all about share, because when they succeed, they're going to remember the conversations we had.
Right.
So you get to integrate their growth with your growth, and honey, we're growing together. So I like to take a negative and find a way to turn it into a positive. Okay. And in doing so, I build relationships with not only boutique owners here in Jacksonville, but abroad, outside in other cities and states. And so now when there are events going on, when there's opportunities for my brand and my business, they're reaching out to me.
Yeah.
You know, because they understand what I'm bringing. And not only that, we now have a relationship to where we're helping each other.
Exactly. How you handled it.
That's it.
How you handled the situation, because I'm really big with character too.
Yes.
And I'm really big with that. I had a lady actually reach out to me and she was like, I'm coming to work with you specifically because someone told me that I should not work with you. And she was like, it's just something I know. She was like, every time I see you, you know, I see what you're doing. I've been around you. She was like, it's just not adding up. And she was like, well, Denise has standards. And if she has standards and her price is this, then I need to be with her because she knows her work.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So I like that. Not only that, let me see, because I can come from so many different angles. Everybody's person is different. You know, so like you say, although you have a boutique, although other people, they might be in financial services, other people might develop, they might be doing business funding. The thing is that my person is my person, your person is your person.
Absolutely.
And certain people meet certain people. You know what I mean? So it's millions of people in the world. There is no way one financial company, one boutique is going to have service all these people. You know what I mean?
It's not possible.
If you're really doing stuff from your heart and it's what you love to do, then you want the people to have the best and you want them to feel great. Because like, we're not just shopping at your place alone the other day. It was like, it was still different. I'm like, well, this makes me feel good. Like, this is, I was happy shopping. I was like, I wanted to spend my money. I was just like, yes, you know what I mean? But I went in other places and nothing against them, but it just wasn't the same. It wasn't the same energy. You know, they didn't have the certain pieces. Different people have different styles. And it's like, just like you have different styles of clothing, you have different styles of people, you guys.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And what works for you, works for you. And what doesn't take away from the next woman and the next man. It's just like, hey, this is my life. And I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm. It's important to know your audience. Yeah. It's important to know your demographics. But what's most important of all is you have to stand firm on integrity. Because people, it's one thing to have a customer or a client, mm-hmm. but how do you retain that customer, that client? And so it's important to make sure you do everything that your competition it's not doing.
Right.
And I say that, but I say that with an open mind and an open heart. Just because what works for this person over here may not work for me.
Right.
And my hustle, my drive is completely different from those who are in the same industry with me. That's okay. Mm-hmm. But at the same token in time, we have to recognize that there's no need to compare one another. And I think you hit the nail on the head with something very important. You know, you're in financial services.
Yeah.
I'm not in financial services. And that doesn't mean that we cannot work together. I may need your services. I may not. But because I know where she's coming from and I know her work ethic, there's someone that I can refer her to that's going to utilize her services. And so it's one thing to operate in excellence, but it's another thing to operate with good integrity. I'm telling you, I cannot stress how important it is to have good integrity. I don't care how popular you are. I don't care how great your prices are. If your integrity and your business ethics is not good, I can't do business with you. And therefore, we're just not going to grow.
Which is not going to grow. We have no room for that. Well, when looking at the event, one thing that I did realize that a lot of the ladies were talking about in this question was about is social media.
Yes.
You know, and I'm like, you know what? Social media is a big deal when it comes to how comparisons come, you know, into play. So this plays on to my second question for you. Okay, it says, how do you think social media platforms contribute to the culture of comparisons amongst women today?
Listen,
take a sip.
If I base my life on what I saw on social media, honey, I'd be depressed.
Yes,
I'd be stressed. Number one, I feel like I'm broke.
Right.
You know? Like, how is it that every time I turn on my social media account, I'm looking at these people traveling here, there, and everywhere? Here's what I will say to that. Their situation is not my situation. Their growth is not my growth. And their struggle is not my struggle. When I look at social media, I don't compare anyone's situation to mine. Because reality is, social media is a big playhouse. Some people just, you know, they're not living in truth. Let's just be honest. But you also have, and I look at the situation on social media as glass half full.
Mm-hmm.
This is something I can strive for. This is something that I could put on my goal sheet.
Yeah.
But at the same token of time, glass half empty, I don't know what it took for this person to get there.
Exactly.
Everyone's sacrifice is completely different. So if I see someone getting an accolade, I'm happy for them because it is their season of harvest.
Exactly.
What I didn't see was their season of planting. And so because it's their moment, it is their time, I don't know what they did to get to this point. So when we talk about influence on social media, I don't put 100% belief in everything that I see. It can be great, it can be wonderful, it may give me some inspiration, but when I look at it, I say, okay, let me try something different for my brand and my business.
Right.
But I just don't place 100% faith in social media.
Listen,
I just can't do
it. Social media, I feel like you can be whoever you want to be on social media. It's like your own little playhouse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Your own little, you know, I got the AI now. You literally can just become whoever you want to be. But like you say, like, it's so many different things in between. And I know a lot of people, they see me and they're like, oh, it just seems like everything is like this. I'm like this. And you got this. You got the husband. Kids, it seemed like you're doing great financially. And I'm like, yeah, all of those things are great, but nobody seen me a few years ago before I met my husband when I was crying on the bathroom floor because I got one of the biggest heartbreaks I just ever felt, ever had in my life. You know, when I was asking why me before I met my great husband.
Right.
You know what I mean? Nobody knew those moments where, you know, I had my daughter and I was like, you know, should I be here or should I go back home? You know what I mean? But you see all those highlights. You know, last year was like a really good year for me financially.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people don't know that I lost my son at the end of July. I was pregnant after I had my son, Sir Julian. And I was like, I was having a lot of high moments in the moment of healing, in a moment, you know, moments where I'm like, I don't know if I could do this. I don't know, like, I was not feeling like a good mom. I was blaming myself, you know, and I was like, maybe it's my fault that I lost them. And, you know, I was working too much. I was doing too much, doing the right thing, right? I was just working out. I just had nothing doing anything wrong. But a part of me blamed myself. But, of course, that isn't on social media. So, yeah, right, when you see the praises, and it's like, oh, it seems like everything. I'm like, well, no, I have to literally pray myself through just like everybody else. I just made some smarter moves to put me in a certain position, but it doesn't mean that everything is always, you know, like, okay. So when I think about social media, I'm like, it's the highlight reel, like you say, yeah. You take those moments, but you literally don't know what people are going through behind the scenes. And I will say this, I'm glad I shared that moment. This is the first moment, this first time I actually said that out loud to people, to anybody to even know about that. But I want to start doing that because I want people to know, if you're watching, like, life is not perfect at all times. And you can have lessons and you can be in a storm. Yeah, but that's the part of being connected to God.
It is. You know, it's important to have a relationship with God. And here's something that I share with you. You know, in a moment of transparency, yeah. You know, a lot of people literally in 2024 are just realizing that I've gone through a divorce. Mm-hmm. But I didn't just go through a divorce.
Yeah.
I went through a moment of suicidal thoughts, mm-hmm. You know. And it's so funny because I'm always the one that's motivating everyone around me. And it was a moment where I was literally writing my suicide letter. Mm-hmm. I was preparing what I knew needed to be done for my kids. I had a text message prepared, you know, for my children's father to make sure they didn't walk in, but he walked in first. And, you know, checking the insurance, making sure the mortgage is taken care of, in the midst of people texting me, saying, hey, I miss you. You know, I wanted to share my good news with you. And I'm encouraging them, but I go right back to writing this letter because I was just at the end of my rope, or so I thought.
Yeah.
So social media didn't see any of that. Social media didn't see the months and the year and a half of therapy. They didn't see the point where I cry every night. They didn't see any of that. So when you see a person in their moment of harvest, think for just a moment, wow, they deserve this.
Yeah.
But you have no idea what it was like in that season of planting. Because when you wanted to give up, you know, God said, hey, not your time. This is not your time.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to go through trials and tribulations. You're going to go through setbacks. You're going to have to jump through hurdles and go through those obstacles to get to that moment, that season of harvest. And so when we are beating ourselves up, we're comparing ourselves to what we see on social media.
Exactly. Right.
So we cannot take everything that we see on social media to face value because, again, we don't know what their struggles were before they turned that camera on. And a lot of times we don't know what it took for them to go through to get to that level of success. And so I commend you for, you know, sharing that moment of transparency. That's why we're so close. This is why. You know, to have someone in your life or in your circle that understands struggle, that understand that, you know, I've gone through some trauma, but God kept me, you know. And sometimes we're like, I don't know why,
right.
But sometimes it's not for us to know. But yeah. Your vision of killing comparison was for someone who's going through the struggle of, why am I not successful at such and such,
okay.
Or why am I still in the same position? You're going to have to go through that planting season to get to your season of harvest. And as hard as it is, as tough as it is, I'm telling you, be steadfast, because there is definitely light at the end of the tunnel. It is.
Okay, so I didn't know we need clinics, you know, you guys, but you know. Next, let's go to the next question. Okay. Oh, so this is good. This falls right in too. So it says, in your opinion,
okay,
what is an effective strategy for women to support, you know, with each other? Give us a take.
Okay, so I'm going to share this with
you. Yes.
Okay. She doesn't know I'm going to say this, but I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
Denise has texted me at moments where I've literally been bawling, like literally crying. And she doesn't know that the text coming in just, hey, boo, I'm checking on you. It comes at a time where you don't know why. You don't know why would she text me like right now, and tears are everywhere, and I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to do this and how I'm going to do that, and I got my kids and what about my business, and she texts and says, hey, boo, I'm just thinking of you. You know what I'm saying? And you have to take those signs as God looking down on you, you know, because he hears the cries, he hears the prayers, he understands what you're thinking, what you're going through. But this was my guardian angel at times that she didn't even know. And so when you really sit back and you hone in on moments where you feel like you're just down and out and you're on your last leg, he's going to send you a confirmation to say, just keep going. Just a few more steps, you know? And you never knew that. No. I never told you that.
Yeah,
hey, what? I'm supposed to be crying. But it was those moments, you know? It was those moments where you just, hey, boo, I'm just checking in on you. How are you? That I texted back and I said, thank you. I appreciate you. And it's just like it pulled me out of that dark place. And so I will tell women, I will tell men, because again, men have moments too. I will tell you, check on your strong friends. Exactly. Check on your strong, because I'm telling, we have moments where we break. We have moments where we just need a hug. We have moments where sometimes we don't even know what the answer is. We don't. Check on your strong friends. Check on the friends that are always pushing and motivating everyone. Because sometimes they need to be motivated. They need that push. So I will tell anyone, support doesn't cost a dime. If you really want to support your friend that's in business, text them. Check on them. Share what they're promoting. You know, just be there for them in their time of need, because you never know what they're going through. You never know. See, y'all don't understand. See, this is real, real right here.
Right, right.
This is real.
But, you know, because people are so busy comparing, everybody want to act a strong.
Yeah.
Or it's all about you. And I'm like, I know how you feel, because I know what it's like to be having to go, having to motivate. And it's like, dang, don't know. I'm screaming and don't nobody see me. You know, I'm doing this and nobody see me. I'm like, don't take it. It doesn't take away from my greatness, but I have those moments.
Absolutely.
And it's like, you do need people that can just see, wait a minute, the patterns change. Wait a minute, I don't see this. I don't see that. But it will actually take you actually caring.
Yeah.
So it's time to not just, you know, divine connection is a very real thing. You know what I mean? But it's like what I realize in the world, we're lacking compassion.
A lot
of compassion. And it's like, if it ain't nothing benefiting me right this moment, then hey, it's not for me. You know what I mean? If it's not benefiting me, hey, I don't have nothing to do with it. But if it's not monetary gain, hey, I don't have nothing to do with it. I'm like, you know what? It's crazy. It's like, this person could be going through something.
Yes.
This person could really need you. And so it's like, I really pray for just more compassion in the world. That people actually take the time and you actually see the people you say you care about. You know what I mean? See your friends. Actually pay attention to your friends.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's because it's like, if you actually mess with me for real, then you can see something's off. Something's off. I need to pull up. And because when I care about you, I care about you. So I can see something. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm going to pull up. I'm going to have to call. You know, this response is a little different. You know what I mean? Or this right here, yeah, a little different. I need to show up today. Right, today.
It's important, you know, and sometimes we get so caught up in our day-to-day life that and it's not intentional. Because I will tell you, I'm guilty of it. But one thing that I've committed to do, because I don't make resolutions for the new year, but one thing that I've committed myself to do was communicate better with my friends. And I don't use the word friends loosely, but for those who are very important to me and close and dear to me, number one, I'm going to show up for them. It doesn't matter how or whatever way they need me, I'm coming. And if I can't, I'm going to find a way to make sure whatever they need or they're lacking, they're going to get it. I'm going to call. I'm going to be present. more often than not, because we're not promised the next 5 minutes, you know? And sometimes we don't know what a person is truly going through. And when they reach out, they just may need someone to talk to, because I've been that person. So it's important to communicate. It's important to support. And again, I stress that people understand support does not mean a dollar sign. Does not mean that, you know. Sometimes that text or that phone call is exactly what's needed.
I have another question. It was like, could you suggest ways to recognize and overcome internalized habit of comparing yourself to other people? Like, what would you suggest people actually do that's watching that could actually, you know, of course, everything's not going to be perfect tomorrow, because to really be able to kill comparisons is an everyday commitment to yourself. You know what I mean? So this week you might be good, and next week you might need a little, you know, you might need a little checkup. So what are some things that you do, or you could suggest to the people that they could do to kind of, like, you know, work on, you know, not comparing themselves?
I had to finally recognize that my journey was just that. It's my journey.
Yeah.
I cannot compare my growth, my success. I can't compare how I parent. I can't compare my marriage. I had to recognize everyone's purpose in life is completely different. And my journey is my journey. It's going to come with some high highs. It's going to come with some low lows. But I had to finally accept that life is full of ups and downs. And you're going to win some, you're going to lose some. But every L does not mean a loss. There is a lesson in everything that you do. And so when I finally recognized that, hey, at the age of I'm 47, I am tap dancing on 48. I have finally recognized that I'm here to just enjoy this moment. You know, I still have my two children at home, so I have to live. And it may not be the results that I want right now, but I'm not going to stop. I have to keep striving, keep pushing. And so I tell people that it's so much easier to understand and accept that your journey is going to be completely different from those around you. And let's be honest, you never know what this person next to you may be going through.
Right.
You may be, you know, thinking that, oh my God, this can't be happening to me. But this person next to you may be going through something so traumatic, you would probably look at yourself different if you were to ever find
that. Right.
And so I've learned to stop comparing myself, my size, you know, the growth of my brand, my business. I've stopped comparing what I've done. The things that I do is set short-term and long-term goals for what I want, why I want them, and how I'm going to achieve them. You know, so some people have a plan of action. I have a plan for life. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to go the straight and narrow. But I have a tool. I have a guide that's going to help me get to where I'm trying to go. So if I had to give any advice to people, please do not compare yourself to the person next to you, because you have no idea what they're truly going through. And do not compare, if you're a business owner, do not compare your growth and your success to the next person, because, honey, there are so many ways you can doctor up some papers and say, I made $1 billion.
Right. That part.
And you're not even 100 there.
No.
You know? I'm just being real. Because you want me to tell you the truth? I used to be that person.
Right. Yeah.
I used to be that person. I used to look at boutique owners and say, they have 50,000 followers and I have 6,000. What am I doing wrong?
Listen, and I want to tell you this. Followers does not mean bank account.
Okay.
You understand?
It does not.
There's a lot of people with a lot of followers, and they cannot, they can't help you out. Just
they
know
cannot.
They cannot help. They cannot help you out. One thing I want to piggyback off of is that everything about you is different. So one thing that you can start to do if you have an issue or you're struggling, which we all have moments of struggle with comparisons, because it's kind of like just natural to be like, well, you know, it's just all around us. You know, like, why not me? I wonder why isn't jealousy of the next person, but it's just like, well, what is it about me then? Why I'm not there yet, or why I'm not here yet? But I want you guys to understand that everything about you is made for something that this world needs. So if you compare or you try to be someone else, then you're taking away the very thing this world needs and the reason why you're here. And I see that a lot of my, no, we need you. We need who you are. You know what I mean? Like, whatever gifts and talents that God gave you, we need that. You know what I mean? And those gifts and talents, nobody can put a price on that. People can speak, make millions of dollars. People can sit there and sew. To you, it might not be that those people can be millions of dollars. You can make glasses and you can be, you know, you can make millions of dollars. But it's not just about making millions. It's about being financially free. You can be financially free and you might be like, you know what, Denise, you know, millions is not, that's not what I really want. But what you do want is to be financially free. What you do want to be is in a better place for your family. So you want to be able to adjust yourself. But whenever you see yourself slipping into comparisons, be like, no, I need to be me because the world needs me, my family needs me, and God needs me to be exactly how he created me to be. And he created not no one to say the same. He might have gave you same similar talents, but even in those talents, it's certain things that are different. It's so many different singers, and it's a lot of great singers.
Yeah.
But it's certain notes. You know when this person's singing, and you be like, okay, well, she can sing. She's singing. You know what I mean? You know, and this note hit different. Like, you know what I mean? So, and it's like it's billions of people.
Yeah.
So everybody needs that certain somebody. So understand that you're that somebody. And you don't need, and this was an issue for me, being transparent. I was just like, I recently, probably going on maybe like 2 years ago, I was like, you know what? I don't want everybody. I just want my people. And if that's 25 people, and if that's 100 people, like, I'm fine because I don't want to die and my life is over and I don't make the impact. And maybe I was born just to save two people. That's okay with
that's called purpose.
Yeah.
That is called purpose. At the end of the day, your purpose, my purpose, her purpose will never be the same. We may have similar tastes, similar styles, maybe may like the same type of clothes. But your purpose of being here, your being, is not meant for me to copy or compare. Because again, what I bring to you, to the circle, what I bring to my children, what I bring to my employer, you can't do that. You can't bring that. So it's all about your purpose. Yes. And so when I finally realized that okay, Chaz, stop comparing what you're doing to someone else. Yeah. I took a business. I had no idea what the heck I was doing. I had no idea about the fashion industry. I just knew I love clothes, love to dress. But I took something that I birthed and just began to soar, and I allowed it to help me go into a new direction. So when we talk about purpose, I feel like my purpose now is to enlighten, empower, and educate. I'm big on diversity and inclusion. I talk about life after trauma. I motivate and I educate and I empower men and women. So when we talk about purpose, my purpose is not her purpose. She is here to help me get financially stable so my children have wealth and their children have wealth. But in the meantime, I'm going to style her so she looks good, you know, when she's talking about wealth and health. And so that's my purpose. And so stop comparing. This is how we kill comparison. You kill comparison when you recognize and hone in and accept your purpose.
That's what I'm talking about. You see, baby, snaps. Okay. So we're gonna end things with this. We got one more question. So, how can we, as a community, foster an environment where success is celebrated without breeding competition?
Listen, let me tell you something. I am going to be your biggest cheerleader.
Yes.
You know, I have more Facebook friends that cheer for me than a lot of family members. And no shade to my family. And I'm just going to be honest with you. Half of these Facebook people, I've never seen before. But they motivate me. They keep me going. And so you know what I do? I pay it forward.
Yes.
You know, there are people that I met at this event, killing comparisons. Never seen them. But they're right here in Jacksonville. Now we motivate each other. You know, so draw in your network of people. Be open to meet new people. Get out and network. I have so many entrepreneurs that say, I just don't like going out and being in those crowds of people. Well, honey, let me tell you, if you're hanging around me, if you're with me, she will tell you.
Yeah.
We're going to network.
Right. We're going to network.
I don't care what it is. We're going because I believe in helping people grow. Again, as your biggest cheerleader, and listen, I don't have a favorite team, but I will tell you I'm on the winning team. And the winning team supporting people who are hungry, who are determined, who are driven, and who just need a boost. Yes. So the way that we combat this in our own community, you have to learn to be the change that you want to see. So if you're not out there motivating the masses, what makes you think these people are going to motivate you? You know, I tell people all the time, support should be reciprocated. And it does not mean with a dollar bill. I am going to support whatever it is that you're doing. If there's information I have that I can share with you and give you, I'm sharing it. Because at the end of the day, what good am I to you if I'm not really pushing you and helping?
Right.
That's the opposite of support.
Yeah.
So if we want to see the growth and we want to see what I know Jacksonville can be, we have to start with self.
Exactly.
So I take a long look in the mirror and ask me, what am I doing to make a change in my city, in my community, in my own backyard?
Yeah. I like that. That's what I'm talking about. You have to be the change. Be the change. What you pour out is what you get back. You know what I mean? So how to combat that is when you see people winning, like you say, congratulate them.
That's right.
Because you see it, if it can happen for them, it can happen for you.
That's it.
Because blessings are no respect of person. You know what I mean? God loves us all. You know what I mean? So when you see people winning, celebrate them.
Right.
I promise you, it's going to come back. And you have no idea when you need favor the most, it's going to come through for you.
Yes,
because of the soil of what you've sown into.
Right.
You know what I mean? So sow into people. And that's another way to be able to start killing comparisons.
Right.
Just go ahead and combat. If you see somebody doing what you want to do, just tell them. That's when we're going to get it. We're going to get out of here, y'all. But this is just, it's like, if you see another woman or another man and you see them doing what you want to do, tell them it's nothing wrong with people inspiring you.
That's it.
Give them their props. Look, sis, I love what you're doing. I want to do that. You inspired me. So I'm watching you, and if I'm copying a little thing, just know I'm copying because I see greatness in you. And I not want to be like you because everybody's their own person.
Right.
But at the end of the day, if a lawyer is a lawyer. You know what I mean? So it's different type of lawyers, but you still want to be a lawyer. So if the thing is that how you bring the game and the law in the courtroom might be different from that lawyer, but you still have the same common goal.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying? So if somebody's in your industry and you're rocking out, go to them, tell them, you know, let them know. And believe it or not, they probably are going to be really open because you was honest about it.
Yes.
And they're going to tell you everything because I'm that person. I'm like, oh, this is what you want to do? Cool. Like, in one conversation, I probably can just help you, and you might not even need another consultation with me. I'm okay with that, especially when I see the raw and the realness.
Yes.
There's no comparisons. There's no hate. There's no jealousy. I meet with a lot of women that I've known as I've traveled, and we do the same things, you guys, in Houston and Texas and Atlanta. We do the same things, and we share that information. It does not mess up our bag. Matter of fact, we've got more bags together because guess what? We all got different strong points, even when we're in the straight same industry.
Right.
So they know who to call up when they're doing a certain big deal because they know, like, oh, Denise know how to break it down in a certain type of way for a certain type of clientele. So they know who to bring in. It's okay to be able to celebrate each other, pour into each other, thank each other, encourage each other, give each other those props. You know what I mean? And we gotta stop the hate. So I'm so happy that you guys tuned in to Killer Comparisons, the first episode with my girl Jessica.
And listen, be encouraged. You know, I tell people all the time, it's okay to support. You know, make sure you're genuine in your support. And never, ever, ever feel like God does not know your heart, because He definitely does. You're sowing seeds when you're supporting others. You're sowing seeds when you give back to your community. And when I tell you, when you least expect it, that's when those blessings will rain down. And you're just going to say, oh my God, I didn't expect this. But remember, God knows your heart. So I thank you.
Mm-hmm. Tell the people how they can find you.
Listen, you can find me on social media. For Facebook, it's Chastity Chanel. Instagram, the speaker maven. And if you're interested in me speaking at an upcoming event, send me an email at themavenfactor@gmail.com. Let's kill comparison. We're coming to a city near you, so stay tuned.
Right. So check us out. Follow us. You can actually stay connected to me. You know, Invest With Her Club is a big brand that we're pushing. It is one of the reasons why I started Killing Comparisons. So if you guys want to check that out, www.investwithherclub.com. You can find me on all platforms. Just type in Denise Armstrong and you will be able to find us. We have some other links that will be dropping soon, so you guys will be able to go directly and get all the information about the podcast. Well, I'm so happy for you guys tuning in. So check out Killing Comparisons. Later, you guys. Bye. We're going to cheers to Killing Comparisons.
Cheers to Killing Comparisons. Have a good one. This is dope. I love this. Thank you.